Being there, folks, so Donald Trump's caused quite the stir with his latest tweet outrages, and the Guardian are having an absolute field day with it. Now, as far as a Guardian opinion piece writers are concerned, Zoe Williams is one of the most vindictive and at the same time dumbest of them all. You can have a bit of a laugh and a kick around with Ash Sakar and the Alpha Hirsch types. Zoe's just a completely horrible person, in a way that they are not. They're just sort of ethnic activists. There's something else going on, something quite echoey going on with Zoe, and she's the worst, I would say. So let's jump in. Trump's fantasy is clear. The US as home for whites fleeing Europe. So this is a funny take on it. She's added another dimension of it. Yeah, she's adding a dimension of white nationalism on. Zoe's actually been doing some thinking about the world, everybody. Isn't that nice? Go home, he says to Democrat congresswomen. Meanwhile, on this side of the Atlantic, he tries to stoke fears about Muslims. Aha! What's going on? What have you been doing here? What are you trying to wrap your little brain around here, Zoe? So then, why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? So this is what Donald Trump said, and then she's going to sort of outline what she's doing there is to say, well, they were born. She's become a civic nationalist, but I'm going to get back to that at the end. And then there's only one of them that's actually been born outside. So then, the meat of it, there's a straightforward, it's just straightforward race hate. American commentators are asking, should we be saying Trump has been racist, or to be precise, Trump has been racist again? In fact, the shock factor of an openly bigoted leader on the world stage really belongs to another age. We have known for a long time that Trump distinguishes between races in essentialist and nonsensical ways that somehow always seem to work out better for you if you're white, whereupon you're most likely not a rapist, not a criminal, not a terrorist. Now, here's the thing, Zoe. You're playing with fire here, darling, because if you're going to jump in with both feet on this narrative, you're gonna end up looking like, well, you're going to end up looking like the fucking moron that you are. Let's see how this plays out. Are you gonna go for this? Are you going to up the ante on this one, are you, Zoe? Because we've got evidence. Careful now, careful. Is she? Well, let's find out. Close observers of the far right, its obsessions, its deliberate falsehoods, its hot-button issues have noted for some time that race always supersedes nationalism. That's basic biology, you fucking mong. We've been trying to tell you that for years, that it doesn't matter if you have a passport or a certificate from the government, that basic biology determines kinship. But, well, that's hate. That's hate, and you shut it down. So here we are. As the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, make America great again really means make America white again. Partly underpinning this is a new fantasy. Oh, we're going to get into the... This is the Guardian conspiracy theory. It's a new fantasy of the US as a white settler state, seeking even greater purity itself and readiness for its role as a homeland for white people fleeing Muslim Europe. So hang on, let us just interrupt you for a second there, because... Is there many people in Europe who think Europe's becoming so Islamified that they're going to have to run for it? And they're hoping that maybe America holds the line. They're hoping that America could be a bull tool for white people in the future. Because, you see, if that is a common idea, if people are talking about that in their workplaces and in pubs, shouldn't you be considering that? Shouldn't you be taking that seriously? Shouldn't you be saying, hey, you know what it is? There's an absolute ton of people and they think that they're gonna have to flee to America, or they're just generally looking at a map of the world for a safe haven. Instead, what you've done is dismiss all of this as, well, a conspiracy theory. So, and hate and racism. And you're looking for ways to shut it down. I mean, there's certain memes and ideas on the internet that are being purged. So you don't know anymore if that is that common, because you've censored it. So you're not really very nice people, are you? This is at the root of Trump's fixation with the London mayor Sadiq Khan. The president's insistence and that of his supporters that the British capital is full of no-go areas where, according to one comically lurid Twitter imagination over the weekend, this is where Zoe's gonna fuck right up. Kebab shop owners will murder you and feed you to their customers, according to one comically lurid Twitter imagination over the weekend. Comically lurid Twitter imagination over the weekend. Kebab shop owners will murder you and rape you and feed you to their customers. Is comically lurid and a work of the imagination, is it, Zoe? You fucking look at that. It took me 4 seconds. 4 seconds to find that. Why didn't you look for that, Zoe? Why have you never reported on it? Why have you called that? Is this a joke? She gets chopped up and put in kebabs. It didn't really happen. It's just your imagination. This is why you people are so utterly despised. You understand? You understand why I make these videos? Because it's cathartic to get it out of the system, and people like to watch a video where you're exposed for being the lying, hateful bastards that you are. Other myths attach to other parts of Europe. Chancellor Merkel's refugee policy in Germany generated thousands of rapes in a single night. So this is another myth. All right. For instance, but it has become a distinctive and now well-worn fantasy, even for the mainstream US right, to conceive of London as not a multicultural city, but an invaded one whose mayor was voted in by Muslims. Because it is nonsense. Whatever its source, it floats through the discourse like astrology. Just because there are people who believe that rubbish doesn't mean it need detain the rest of us. Because, this is the idea that, for example, a headline that The Independent carried, that because those refugees sexually assaulting like thousands of German women, is that in one night that it actually did happen, and pricks like these covered it up at the time, and now, like, what, 3 years later, four years later, they've now said it's just like astrology, it's just a myth. But you can discover the truth by a 5-second search on Google. Really, if this is your job and you don't know that this information exists, doesn't it confirm what we think of you people? And then there's the other one. So, Muslims voted in Sadiq Khan. Well, thanks to Academic Agent, I've shamelessly pillaged this off his YouTube video on the subject. I'll do a courtesy link below. But here we are. We have that data as well. We have the data of how the block voting got Sadiq Khan in, so you're wrong again. Now, are you deliberately lying, or are you just fucking thick? Eh? Moving along. Yet the real agenda of this myth-making unfolds plainly before our eyes. Trump and his supporters manufacture hostility as the natural state between Muslims and non-Muslims, people of colour and white people, as milestones towards creating a country for white people where everyone else goes home. This, even if we had no evidence of inhumane behaviour towards migrants, no intimidation of Islamophobia at a policy level, would be alarming. Right. Now, what they're doing here, the main gist of the article, is not just the white nationalist sort of myth that they're riffing on. They're actually painting the what interesting about what she's done here is that she's removed what triggered Trump in the first place. And what it is that you have in America these far, and in Britain, this is mainly what my other videos on The Guardian amount to, is that you have these far-left ethnic activists, and all they want to do is attack and undermine the white majority and the culture, European culture. They've got a head full of nonsense from the Goldberg Institute of Critical Race Studies. And then all they do, Afua Hirsch is one of them, and over there they've got their own variants of this thing. So the natural, so what's Trump done is said, if you dislike us that much, then just fuck off and go back to where you came from. But the Guardian have spun it in a way that these are just sort of your average people of colour going about their business, and then out of nowhere the president said this. The context of it is that, look, if you hate us so much that you're talking about the white patriarchy, white privilege, critical white studies, that you need to pull all these statues down, you need to pull these flags down, it's more censorship. It gets to the point where it's quite obvious that this is just ethnic warfare. And the reply from the European side of that should be, look, fuck off. Pack your bags, get your jacket and fuck off, because we've had enough of it. So that's essentially what Trump's done here, and I cannot really fault the logic behind it. But what the Guardian have done, it's that Mott and Bailey thing again. So these people have had radical positions, and then when they've been kind of put on the spot and called out for it, they then sort of evaporate and become just kind of slightly liberal. Oh, hey, look at this. They're just people of colour going about their business. They love America as much as everybody else. So that radicalism suddenly disappears. And the funny thing about it is, the Guardian is an absolute vanguard of this anti-white wave. And you go straight onto Google, which it seems the Guardian can't use. But you go onto Google and you can see straight away that all you have to do is put white privilege in the search bar, and the first lot comes up straight away. So the Guardian itself is doing this. And then it's the Mott and the Bailey tactic, where their radical positions are down in the Bailey, and then is it the other way around? I forgot. But the point is, their radical positions are there, down in the bottom, where it's vulnerable, and then when they're called out on that, they have to retreat to the secure position. And that's what they're doing after this, after Trump's tweets. But that, as usual, it's just pure disinformation and lies. And the fact that there's serious issues which they just call a myth tells you everything, absolutely everything you need to know about how vile and disgusting these people really are. So the overall effect this has is, if you're out walking in the countryside and it's a nice summer's day, we've got summer here, I've been out in the fields and stuff with the dog, and you get these sort of swarms of shit flies buzzing around your face, and then when you turn around and you try to swat them, they fly away and they disperse. And then when you try to carry on walking again, the swarm comes back and reforms itself, and the shit flies buzz around your head again. And then you try to swat them, and then they disperse, and that's kind of how these pricks operate. And it's infuriating, but once you catch on to this trick, then it makes a lot of sense. You can figure a lot out about the left. So I'll catch you next time, folks. See you later.